Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Hello, my friend, and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C. I am so grateful that you're here. Today, we're talking about all things money mindset, overthinking when it comes to your business success, and being able to have massive growth in your business. Because the truth of the matter is that you did not open your business to be overthinking, to be struggling, to be frustrated, to be fueled with doubt or frustration. So we're going to be diving into kind of understanding overthinking, lack of clarity, and how we can start really positioning ourselves, our nervous systems, our mindsets to be able to be congruent with the success that you want. So without further ado, let's dive in. So when it comes to your money mindset, we're going to take this all the way back to just mindset in general, and then we're going to get to money mindset in just a second. I'm just going to lay the foundation, help you understand a little bit more of what's happening. So when it comes to the mindset, a simple way to think about this is that your mind is, let's pull up the whole 100%. 95% of that 100% is living unconsciously. Okay, so it's living unconsciously. This is all of your pre-programmed things. So essentially, if you've never done a mindset audit, you're most likely running on someone else's money mindset story, someone else's success story, someone else's worthiness story, all of these things. There's just a whole bunch of old stories that are living beneath the surface, right? And then consciously, that's running 5%. That is where all your dreams and your desires and these big goals, the desire to have 100K months or, you know, 10K months, 20K months, you know, to launch multiple online courses, whatever the case is, that's running 5% of the show. Now, what happens when you have your mindset, the 5%, the desire kind of taking action? What ends up happening here if it's not congruent with the 95%? If it's not, you're going to meet resistance. What that resistance looks like is overthinking, lack of clarity, frustration, panic, doubt, anxiety, fear, hyper-control, shutting down of the nervous system. So all of these types of things, once that's up happening, if it's not congruent with your desires, you have to kind of do a little bit of a deeper dive to make sure that the success that you want is actually congruent with the beliefs that you have. Because most likely you're running on someone else's program with the desires of someone who really wants to be massively successful. So how do we play this? How do we understand this? How do we navigate this? First and foremost, you have to understand the level of compassion that is required here, the level of patience that is required. You cannot change overnight. I know you want to, and I know you want it just as quick as you can go get a can of soda or French fries or drive 5 seconds down to the Walmart or where. We live in a fast food society. We get things like this. We're in an Amazon Prime society, which means that you are primed for quick results. You want quick results all the time. We want to reach 10K months tomorrow. We want these things today. We wanted it yesterday. But when you are becoming a person that can withstand and hold new levels of wealth, new levels of decision-making or success, that requires deep patience and compassion. Essentially, the way I want you to think about this is that you're not becoming somebody else. Let me just be straight up honest. You are not becoming somebody else. You are coming back home to yourself. You are coming back home to the version of you without everyone else's fucking stories attached to it. Okay? So when we understand money mindset, that's really just a fraction of it, but it is a mirror image of everything else. Your relationship with money mirrors into everything in your life. For example, okay, we're gonna beep, beep, beep. We're gonna just back up to just a brief money mindset story of mine, which was when I actually first started in my business. You may have heard this story before, but I'm just gonna cycle that through just one more time. When I first started my business, not this business, my first business, I was very, very early on. This is before I knew about mindset. This is before I knew about nervous system regulation. This is before I knew about anything. I had the 95% that was not congruent and the 5% of this visionary, this dreamer, this person who had big goals and dreams and ideas, right? Now, someone came up to me and they said, you could be a millionaire. And I went, ugh. No, there's no way. No, ew, that's not me. And that was the first time in my life when I said, what was that? Oh my God. Where did that, why did I just have this like visceral response in my body? Like my shoulders tightened up and I go, what was that? Because here I was, had this big dream, big vision, but all of a sudden this one word made me feel something completely different. So I had to go be like, okay, so what does that mean? Why is that making me feel icky? So I go back to my money story. I go back to my childhood. I go back to those experiences. And I was raised by two beautiful human beings. I love them so much. Mom, Dad, if you're listening, I love you. I love you. However, they had their own money mindsets. They still do to this day. They still see money in a way that I don't see money anymore. Right? They see hard work. They see making money in a completely different way. And I was raised to believe from my own parents' money story, from my own societal upbringing, that making money was hard, that you had to work really hard, that you had to be a really, really, you had to give a lot of it away to be a good person, that you couldn't keep money because having money meant that you were greedy or all of these things, right? And that, you know, I was used to seeing people with money that were bad in movies and things of that nature. So it was only logical in my brain that if I was to make more money, then I figured out I would be not loved or accepted by the people that I was raised by. I'd be seen different by people. I would be treated differently. I'd be looked at different. And I was a good I am a good person. So I believed at that time, if I become this, then I won't be loved. So it didn't matter how much I worked, how much I would always unconsciously stop myself from making more money or having it or holding it. I would essentially then, what ended up happening was avoidance. I had an avoidance mentality. Oh my gosh, I would avoid hard conversations. I'd avoid looking at my bank account. I'd avoid myself, my own feelings. Everything was avoidance. So guess what? Guess who never made a lot of money because she was avoiding all the time? That'd be me. Hi, welcome. My name is Jamie and I am a recovering money mindset girl. So this is what ends up happening. Now that you have a general understanding of mindset and how it's essentially going to show up, majority of my community comes to me and says, Jamie, I'm overthinking. I lack of clarity. Someone needs to tell me what to do. Someone needs to tell me that this is a good decision. I am not a person that can tell you that that is a good decision when it comes to the topic that you're choosing. Because if you aren't in love with this topic, if you aren't in love with this, it's not going to sell. You need to choose what lights you the fuck up, what makes you the happiest. If someone just came to me and said, hey, Jamie, you should talk about online courses, and maybe that wasn't something that I loved talking about or doing or having extensive knowledge in, I'd be like, oh, but I don't want to do that, right? So we have to really choose what fulfills us, what makes us the happiest, okay? So now when it comes to overthinking really stems from a couple different things. Nervous system dysregulation, but generally it's the kind of end byproduct of the fear of something else happening. Okay? So this is what I want you to remember. When you are overthinking, when you are having a difficult time making a decision, when you are looking to everyone else to help you make a decision, these are the questions. We're going to get your notebook ready. We're going to get your notebook because these are the questions that you're going to ask yourself. Overthinking comes from lack of clarity, like I said, and a fear of something else. And remember what I said before, this process requires massive self-compassion and patience, okay? So if overthinking generally, we're not going to get into anything deeper than just surface level things here, but if we are thinking about how can I stop overthinking, you need to start feeling is what you need to get out of the head and into the body, out of the head, into the body, out of the head, into the body. If you We're not, this is not how we make effective decisions all the time in our business. Our body knows more than our brain does. I know that might not sound like something that you think is true, but I'm going to tell you why. So here's the thing. When we're overthinking, what you essentially will have a thought process like this. The thing that you're overthinking, there is a decision that needs to be made there. And if there's a decision that needs to be made there, what needs to be happening is that there's a fear of either getting it wrong, fucking it up, it not going right. There's something that you think is going to happen unconsciously. Remember, that's why the overthinking is happening. Unconsciously and in your body, there is a fear, something to be nervous around, potential doubt, fear on the other side of making a decision on that. Because if we were to decide, I make a decision, what am I afraid is going to happen if I make that decision? Ask yourself those questions. This is the number one thing that I teach my clients all the time. Ask your mind, ask your body, see what comes up. It may take 24 to 48 hours, sometimes up to 3 days for an answer to come through, but sometimes it comes in like hotcakes, just fing, right in, bam, right there. This is what I want you to remember. What am I afraid is going to happen if I make this decision? I'm going to get it wrong. It won't go right. Already it's giving self-judgment. It's giving failure. It's giving all of these things, right? So if this was hypothetical situation, it's I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Okay. First thing that we need to remember that overthinking is protecting you from feeling something. Just going to leave that there for a second. Overthinking is happening. Not because your brain is broken, not because there's anything wrong with you, because there's feelings that need to be felt. Okay? Feelings that need to be felt. So if I was, I'm going to get this decision wrong, I'm going to fail, I'm going to fuck up, something's not going to go right. Okay? So now, let's just put ourselves in that position for a second. Let's Bridget, one of my high vibe money coaches, she always says, let's complete the sequence because we're getting stuck on the climax here. The being stuck in the failure, being stuck in the fucking up, being stuck in the fear, all of this of being stuck there. Okay. That, and then we keep stopping ourselves from feeling this one thing, right? Or experiencing what life is going to be like. But once we get there, what happens then? Complete the sequence. Stop getting yourself stuck there. Your life is not going to be a complete failure if you make the wrong decision for the rest of your life. It's going to happen, and then you're going to have to make another decision. And it's either you stop, you do something else, you cry it out, you give yourself a hug, you call a friend, you call your coach, you go into your communities and you say, hey, this didn't work as well as I wanted it to. What do I do now? How can I make a different decision? How can I move forward? How can I get this to work next time? We just got to put the puzzle pieces back together. That's it. So what am I afraid is going to happen if I don't make the right decision? Okay. Then if that thing that I'm afraid of is going to happen, what is going to happen if that happens? Come up with a game plan for the next thing. If you fail, if it doesn't go well, right? What are you going to do then? Is your life going to be over? No. Are you going to feel like shit? Probably. But guess what? This is why self-compassion is so important. One of the most important things in your growth and your success. Every single person that is massively successful will tell you, you have to love yourself enough to let yourself fail. You got to fuck up. Ask anybody who's grown a business how many times they've messed up. We can't count. There's too many times. It happens every single day, but I see it as neutral as success. It has to happen. If I'm blocking myself from failure, I'm blocking myself from succeeding. End of story. Close the book. Game over. If you want to succeed, be okay with fucking up. Because what's going to happen after that? You're going to give yourself a hug. You're going to cry. You're going to go call a friend. We have to come up with a game plan to complete the sequence. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in that fear forever. And the truth of the matter is it is a moment in time. This is what I do every single time I'm in my head. You know what I do? Okay. Take a journey with me just for a moment. I remember I'm one single microscopic person on a very large planet floating in the middle of nowhere. And what I do is I zoom out, I look above my house, I look above my neighborhood, I look above my where I live in the state that I live in the United States. And then I go above and I'm just floating in space. And I'd be like, what the fuck does any of this matter? Seriously. So what if I mess up? So what if some random stranger on the internet says that I'm a scam artist? Oh, another one today, someone on my YouTube. You know what he said to me? He's like, I don't know who. Oh no, it was one of my Facebook ads. Oh my God, these people are hysterical. He goes, I don't know what people you think you're talking to, but those piercings are so ugly. And I go, okay, I don't care. I like them. And my husband likes them too. So random stranger on the internet. Okay, cool. Project away. Go ahead and project. Okay. So to end this, to bring this all together, overthinking comes from under feeling and not completing the sequence. I promise you, one mess up, one failed launch, one person telling you they don't like their piercings on the internet, someone telling you that you're a scam artist. The more you know you, the more you lean into you, the more compassion you have for yourself, the more you love on you, the more that you hold space for you, the more that you hug yourself, love yourself, hold yourself, care for yourself, the more you will not give an absolute flying crap what a faceless person on the internet has to say about you. And even more importantly, when that inevitably happens, because if you're going to show up and you're going to be successful in your business and you're going to really show up, you have to be okay with making mistakes, recovering from them, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you're doing a really good job and I'm proud of you. Keep going. Let's go. We got this. Would you give up one time after like falling off your bike? No, we get back up. We keep going. Every person learned how to walk. Every toddler falls down 8 gazillion times before they walk. And then we fall down and we're like, okay, cool. Get back up. Find a couch to lean on. Get back up. It's okay. I know it's the scare. It feels like, but this is dropping in. I got to tell you this. It feels like the scariest thing in the world because your brain and your body don't know the difference. I'm going to say your body, not your brain. Your body does not know the difference between failing in your business or failing at a launch or a faceless person telling you that he doesn't like your piercings or that you're ugly. I mean, I've gotten all of the comments. I just swipe delete. Not in my house, baby. Get the fuck out. It does not know the difference between a failed launch, a bad email, a bad review, and a bear chasing you. It just doesn't know the difference. So of course it feels scary. It feels like the scariest thing in the world because your body doesn't know the difference. It's primed and prepped and ready for survival. And so you failing feels like you're not going to survive to your body, but to your brain, it's a different story. So let's recap, shall we? We talked about money mindset. We talked about mindset from a very, very basic standpoint. And the truth of the matter is that it requires patience, love, compassion for you to be able to get to a space in the rewiring process because your dreams, your goals, desires are so absolutely the most important thing to do on the planet. You did not come here to live off of someone else's fucking story. You didn't come here to continue this lineage of limitation. You came here with your goals, your dreams, desires to break the cycle, to become the person who can show others what is possible, to show your children what's possible, to show yourself what's possible, to show your neighbors, anyone who's looking, that what they want to do in their lives is meaningful. And it's meaningful and you're supposed to be doing it. You would not dream it, think it, desire, have capacity for it if it was not part of your path. It needs to happen. It's part of your path. That's why it's planted here. The only way for it to happen without resistance, fear, hustling, all these things is for your belief system, that 95%, to be congruent with the 5%, so that you can just, because it's just at the end of the day, if you want to reach those goals, you have to become the person or release the stories that keep you from achieving it. Okay. No launch strategy is going to do that for you. I can tell you that much. No launch strategy. I could teach you both though. That's the benefit of being here in this cozy corner of the internet with me. I'm going to teach you all of it. Okay. Thank you so much for joining this episode. Thank you so much for being here. Let me just recap. If you are overthinking, there is a decision that needs to be made in the overthinking. Otherwise, the overthinking would not be happening. What am I afraid is going to happen if I make this decision? Then, once you have that answer, what would happen if that happened? Complete the sequence so that if it does, you know exactly what's going to happen on the other side. You know exactly how to sequence through it. You know exactly what to do. You know exactly who to call. You got your protocol, basically. Your systems of operation. So that you know that if it happens, the world's not going to end. You're just going to probably be sad and go need to, I don't know, go buy a donut or drink a glass of wine or rage scream into a pillow or rage write. Or call a friend. Hug yourself. Did you know, also fun fact, did you know that it really only takes, if you allow a full emotion to sequence, it's like 90 seconds and then it's done. But the more you hold on to it, the more you fear it, the more it's there, then it lasts forever. But if you literally just let it sequence fully, completely, 90 seconds, babe. You can do anything for 90 seconds. 90 seconds. We can do this. Okay. Thank you so much for joining. I'll see you in the next episode. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll see you. Bye-bye.